Chapter 5. His Majesty Returns to Strelsau. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. For a few minutes, we said nothing. Then Sapt cried, "The Duke's men have taken the King prisoner." "Then we must get back and wake everyone in Strelsau," I cried. "We must catch Black Michael before he kills the king."
"Who knows where the king is now?" Sapt answered.
Then suddenly he began to laugh.
"But we've given Black Michael a problem," he said. "Yes, my boy, we'll go back to Strelsau. The king will be in his palace in Strelsau again tomorrow."
"No," I cried.
"Yes," Sapt answered. "It's the only way to help him. Go back and take his place for him."
"But the Duke knows."
"Yes, but he can't speak, can he?"
"What can he say?"
"This man isn't the king because I've taken the real king prisoner and murdered his servant."
"Can he say that?"
"But people will soon realize I'm not the real king," I said.
"Perhaps, perhaps not," said Sapt. "But we must have a king in Strelsau, or Michael will ride in tomorrow as the new king. Listen, boy, if you don't go back to Strelsau, they'll kill the king. And if you do go back, they can't kill the king. Because if they kill him, how can they ever say that you're not the real king? Don't you see?" he cried. "It's a dangerous game, but it gives us a chance of winning."
It was a wild, hopeless plan, but I was young. I would never have the chance of an adventure like this again. "Sapt, I'll try it," I said.
"Good for you," Sapt cried. "But we must hurry. Look."
He pulled me over to the door. The moon was low now, and there was not much light. But I could just see a small group of men on horses. They were Black Michael's men, probably coming to take the dead body of Joseph away. "We can't let them go without doing something," I said, thinking of poor Joseph.
"Right," Sapt agreed.
We ran out of the back of the house and quickly got onto our horses. Silently, we waited in the darkness. And then we galloped round the house and straight into the group of men. Between us, we killed 3 of them. But a bullet hit my finger and it began to bleed. We rode hard all night, and it was about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning when we reached Strelsau. Luckily, the streets were still empty. We arrived at the palace, went in, and got to the dressing room. When we opened the door, Fritz was asleep, but he woke immediately.